Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about something that a lot of business owners have been watching from a distance, thinking it won't hit them. It just got a lot closer.
The article is Afterpay Fired Half Its Staff, The AI Restructuring Has Arrived by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog. And the headline really does say it all.
It does. Afterpay, which has been the darling of Australian fintech for years, just handed nearly half its Australian workforce their marching orders. Not peripheral roles, not underperformers, people with mortgages and careers that, until recently, looked completely solid.
And they weren't alone. Atlassian cut 1,600 people. WiseTech cut 2,000. Three major companies, three massive cuts, and none of them are being coy about the reason. They're all pointing directly at AI.
That's the part Brett really drives home. This isn't a downturn. It's not a bubble. When the dot-com bubble burst, the fundamentals of work stayed intact. Things reset. What's happening now is different. It's a rewiring, and it doesn't reset.
That distinction matters. Bubble feels survivable. You wait it out. But Brett's argument is that this isn't something you wait out. The ground has shifted.
And it's not staying in tech. Finance, law, healthcare, education. The article is clear. Every sector is going to feel this, whether they're paying attention or not.
So what does that mean for people entering the workforce? Because Brett has some pretty sobering data on that.
Employment data in the article shows a 6 to 16% drop for young people aged 22 to 25 in fields heavily exposed to AI. The paralegals, the junior accountants, the marketing assistants, the entry-level roles that used to be where you learned an industry from the ground up.
There was a Morgan Stanley conference where one of the biggest questions in the room was, what will our kids do? Not a theoretical debate. Senior people, genuinely worried about what the next generation steps into.
And the education system hasn't caught up. It's still training people to be good at the things machines are already better at.
So if those jobs are going, where are the new ones?
The same Morgan Stanley report identified three areas. Skill trades first, because all the AI infrastructure, the data centers, the fiber networks, requires real people to build and maintain it. That's a multi-trillion dollar build-out over the next decade. Then, AI trainers and reskillers. And third, AI supervisors and orchestrators.
There's a line in the article about the gold rush that landed for me. The people who made the most money weren't the ones digging for gold. They were the ones selling the shovels.
And that's exactly where the AI trainer and supervisor roles sit right now. The third category especially. An AI supervisor isn't a server room tech expert. They're a business strategist who understands what the technology can and can't do and applies it to real business problems.
Brett describes them as the bridge between the human and the machine. And you can build that inside your existing team. You don't have to hire for it from outside.
Exactly. He gives a concrete example. A team was spending hours every week manually compiling reports, tedious, error-prone work. An AI tool was brought in, and reports that took hours were generated in seconds, more accurately than before.
But the team wasn't fired.
They were retrained. They went from what Brett calls data monkeys to data storytellers. More engaged, more productive, more valuable to the business.
That's the model throughout the article. Not replacing people, augmenting them, which is a meaningful distinction if you're the one making the call.
So what should an owner do this week? Brett lays out five steps. First, list your top 3 to 5 most repetitive tasks, the ones your team dreads. Second, map which of those involve data entry or report generation that an AI tool could absorb.
Steps 3 and 4.
Third, research one tool that directly addresses your highest priority item. Fourth, identify one person in your team who could become a strong AI supervisor, someone curious and willing to learn. And fifth, have a direct conversation with your team about what's changing. Brett's line on that one, silence breeds fear, clarity breeds adaptation.
For me, the action this week is that honest workflow audit. Before you touch any technology, sit down and map where your team's time is actually going. That's where the answer lives.
And if you want to go deeper, the full article is at anabu.ai. You can also book a free AI audit there if you want this working in your own business.
Worth doing. This is a clear-eyed look at what's already happening, not what might happen. Go read it.